So today's daf is daf mem vav, and I forgot this, but we did all this shiurim back in this daf and the previous daf as in yesterday's shiur with Reb Chai with in back in Masechta Yevamot. And there was one point that I sort of went over the shiur again, not the shiur that we the recorded shiur. I mean the previous daf. And there's one point I wanted to correct. If you remember, we said there was a even though all other Yisrael had said Shchiva, it was very specific. Says Vayikach, and we learned something from that. And we brought a lot of cases, and one of them that I didn't explain so nicely, I don't think, was when it talked about pikiach kachet achoto. And the question, what's kikach achoto? I didn't phrase it as a question. And then we talked about Cain and Hevel, the fact they married their sisters. The whole point of that was to show that the lashon of kicha lekuchim applies. Why? Because of the chesed of Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't in back in like in the beginning to allow them to do a lekicha v'achoto. That was the nuance that I didn't say in the shiur. Okay, let's do today's shiur. So mem vav. So we've got to my time with Rabbi Huda. So this is looking at the quest, the debate. According to Kormanet, it says kaya had the tanda reish perikin nosim. This is again back to so continuing still on the discussion with Sechti Avamot, that a person is muta adam bo nasat aviv, a woman that his father had raped, didn't marry, had a relationship with. Then one is allowed, a child is allowed to marry that woman if she wanted. However, Rabbi Yehuda says he's asul b'santa aviv. The machloket is anasat aviv considered a forbidden relationship. So the question is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's his basis? Because it says lo yikachet eshet aviv v'lo yigaleh kanaf aviv. You're not allowed to marry your father's wife, and you're not allowed to reveal the kanaf aviv. And what's kanaf aviv? Well, that must be referring to some other relationship, which is anusato, the person the father had raped. So my mekayim and rabbanan kanafe who chachamim do that says tamana amrim min min ma shmuazu. They said in Babel we're not sure in whose name. So kanaf change the lashon hasmuchalaviv. So kanaf hasmuchalaviv just presumably means the father's wife, right? That's how the Korban Eid explains it, which seems to be doubling up on the fact that it's loy kachet. However, interesting that Pnei Moshe says it's referring to shomeret yabam, meaning the woman that the father has to perform yibum to. Okay, fine. The Gemara says, "V'lo kafan achay v'alem but she's eshet aviv anyway. So why are we doubling up? So Amar Rav Hila lahatraya for warning. Shim hatru bo mishum eshet av lokeh umishum kanaf aviv lokeh. In other words, as we said, if you remember, when it comes to killing someone for a particular capital offense, you have to warn them regarding the prohibition they are violating. So this is to say that if you use Kanaf Aviv or Eshet Aviv, both those lashanot, those warnings could be killed by both. That's the way Chachamim understand it. Okay. However, having just done this ribui, this sort of this inclusion, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from Kanaf Aviv that refers to Anusat Aviv, Moder Rabbi Yehuda that is, but and now the Gemara we have in front of us is Makot. There's no Chayiv Makot. It's not so clear why not. However, Reb Chaim says back in Masechta Yevamot, the Gemara here should be Bekaret. Meaning, all we've done the pasuk is include by way of lo ta'aseh, of the love of, you know, ladder, according to Rabbi Yehuda at least, anusat aviv. But that it doesn't mean that it's part and parcel of what is the definition of eshet aviv, that which is chayiv karet. So therefore, you can't include it for the chiyuv of karet. That's point number one. Moder Rabbi Yehuda ba korban, therefore you wouldn't be chayiv a korban. So it goes hand in hand with karet. Moder Rabbi Yehuda ba shar kol, let's continue, ha'anasim, not ha'anashim, it should be anasim. In case of onishu patur. What that means is any other relationship that is prohibited by way of a marriage, if that relation wasn't a marriage but it was anusa, well, those relationships would be mutar. So, specifically, in other words, the inclusion only anusat aviv, but not, I don't know, achot anusato or something like that. You know, all these other type of relationships that would be prohibited. Okay? So, let's continue.
Anusin would include essentially casual sex out
I think
of
maybe also
marriage.
out of I assume out of wedlock as well. Correct. I assume so. Okay. So Moder Rabbi Yehuda Sheim Kidsha, if you did Kiddushin, to Tafsu Bakidushin, despite the fact that it is, as we said, an Isul Lav, it sounds like, although according to the Girsa we have in front of us, it would be Chayv Malkut. That if someone did try to marry the Anasat Aviv to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's allowed to do so, Kiddushin we tofes, because Kiddushin is tofes in Chayv Lavin, like we explained. Now, Reb Chaya by Kamei Rabbi Yossi. Maushi havlad mamzer contra Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mamzer? So Amarle, no lo yavol psua daka v'chotshiv chabekal Hashem. So to explain, the first pasuk that we, that our pasuk is lo yikach isha et eshet aviv, lo yikach kanaf aviv. That's our pasuk that contra Rabbi Yehuda we learns at anusat aviv. The next pasuk says lo yavol psua daka v'chotshiv chabekal Hashem. That's referring to someone whose member was severed. It's isur to marry to kal Hashem. You get married mamzer and things like that, but not to kal Hashem. However, and then the pasuk after talks about karet. So he says, no, it's hifsika itinyan, that pasuk, intervening pasuk talking about krot shofcha, splits it up, so therefore the isur karet isn't, the fact that the vlad will be mamzer doesn't apply. So the Gemara says, if that pasuk intervening is being mafsik, then also it should be mafsik for the beginning of our pasuk referring to eshet av. Now, why is that a question? I'll show you here. V'yafsik is the korban es name of eshet av lo havi mamzer de lo yavo psua daka lafsik also between the two psukim. However, v'sof perek acholetz am Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda divrei akol, everyone agrees yafina mismichat eshet av le lo yavo mamzer le eshet av havi mamzer. The fact that eshet av is mentioned in this pasuk and a few psukim after it, we learn about the isur of a mamzer coming to kal Hashem, despite the fact there was a hifsik in Yan, teaches that a mamzer is a production, is a product of a relationship, pashu bakaret, which you learn from this, from eshet av. So, and according to Yehuda, anusat aviv is mentioned even closer. It's in the same pasuk, really, but it's even closer. So why? How can you have sikat yinyan for one and not for the other? So Amarle, the Korban adds Amarle here, says eshet av bichla kolera taitav yatzah michlala lameda kolera lamamzer. He says it's different. There, Eshet Av was part of all the Isteri Arayot. And because it was Yatzah, or singled out, it was mentioned previously, now it's singled out here, then the fact that if there's a bit of a gap of a pasuk to talk about Karet, that's not a problem. So Gevara says, V'tse Anusa, t'lameda kol anusim le'esor. So if that's the case, maybe we say Anusa also is coming to l'lameda kol anusim. It's also Yatzah min Enyan. In the sense that, the Reb Chaim back there says, sorry, back in Yevamot, it says that all arayot that are derech nisuin asur should also be derech anusa asur, which we said Rabbi Yehuda agrees is not the case. So no, eshet ab bichlal kol yirat haita. No, so eshet was part of kol arayot v'yatzah bichlal lelamed al kol yirat mamzer. We already knew about eshet ab. So when it was Yatzah came out, that was come to teach regarding, you know, all other Isurei. So therefore, it could teach us something new, if you talk about. Ilachal HaMemer, if you say the same thing here by Anusa, we never heard about the case of Anusa. The novelty is related here, so you can't say necessarily Yatzah. It was Bichlal Aitav, Yatzah Michlal Lamera Kol Anusim. So the Gemara says, okay, well then, V'tetzei Shavet Mel Al Anusata. So the Korban Eid explains in Yevamot, Sorry. In Yevamot, sorry, the Girsa is al kol anusata, which is exact kind of the same question as we said in the beginning. Well, now you've got eshet av, and with just as the novelty within eshet av here is the child will be, product of relationship will be considered a mamzer. Not we knew it's a karet, right? They're probably because of mamzer. So too, we have a new novelty here that it's yatzah to teach about anusa. So therefore, why can't we say that it's yatzah in this situation to teach about all other relationships by way of marriage that that would be us, or also if it was by way of being anusa? So like kind of like same question again. I'll just finish and show what Korban Eder says here. He says no, amalei im eshet av he. Ein anusa v'im anusa hi eno eshet av. Meaning, you can't compare the two things. Anusat aviv is not part and parcel eshet aviv. They're two separate things. So if something's yatzah came out of it, then you can say it's teaching something new, regard it like more broadly. However, anusat aviv is not a subcategory of eshet av. It's like this pasuk teaches a whole new, if you like, isur according to Rabbi Yehuda, of anusat aviv, so therefore you can't say that it's coming to teach, you know, regarding all other relationships by way of marriage, that if it's by way of anusat, it's also asa. Okay, fine. What's interesting here, I'll just show you here, the Korban Eder, but I think keeps the girsa we have here. It says, Eshet av telemed anusata, only it's anusata. So he does. He says, Eshedav mamash vadaya v'dichlal. Eshedav was. V'anusat aviv, nami eshed aviv. It's also really kind of connected to the relationship of the father. Elashin chay v'lamita kanusa. However, mikom al nidra smuchim, why still learn the nidra smuchim, just like the first part of the pasuk, that it'll be a mamzer from the anusat aviv? And the answer is no, it's not a subcategory. So in other words, he's connecting specifically still local rather than, as in the question was still local as opposed to Reb Chaim, so the question was more broad. Fine. Let's continue now. So now we're next to the next mitche of mita, which is hereg, which is a safe, right, with a sword. So the Gemara says, what are those cases? Only two, really. That's a rotzeach, a murderer. Punishment is hereg. And another one is anshe ir nidachat, the people of a city that's vada worship. All by hereg. So the Gemara says, rotzeach, let's try and understand the case of rotzeach. Rotzeach shikat re'ehu. If murderer, however he kills him, whether he kills him with a stone, whether he kills him with iron, ben be'evan, ben be'bazar, the kavash adlav toch yamayim, if he drowned him, put him into the water in a way he couldn't get out, it's in a minute, or the tocha or, ben yachon alat mishdam, or met chayav. Okay, so if you throw him to a deep system, there was no way of getting out, such he would eventually drown, that's still considered murder, directly. Now the Gemara says, dechavon alat tocha mayim, what if he threw him into the water, or the tocha or, and he could have got out. There was a way of him to get out safely, and that's between patur, in patur b'di adam chay b'di shemayim, perhaps, because it's considered indirect. Okay, the indirectness, we'll see more cases of it soon. Shisabo et hakelev, or shisabo et hanachash, if he incited a dog or a snake and end up killing the person, well, that's also considered indirect enough that it can't be chayv in this beit din shel mata. However, hishichbo et hanachash, what if he got a snake and basically put the snake on the person such that it bit him, Rabbi Huda says, and says he's chayv straight away. The poison, we can talk about if he died as a result of being poisoned. Okay? Rabbi Huda says, well, we'll see anything about it in the Gemara. That's absolutely direct. There's no question. However, Chacham Yisrael, still in that case, it's patur. We'll see in the Gemara. Gemara says, Rotzeach shikat rehu. It says, v'im be'even yad, this is referring to with a stone, asher yamut bo, that's how it would kill him. Hikal v'yamut. Or if you use a clay etz, right, a wooden thing, a clay etz yad, a strike that would kill him. Now, both those things, the way the Torah describes it, it was a strike with his implements that could have killed him. Okay, now it says in that situation he's killed. In other words, however, kashuba etzel barzel, when it comes to iron, it doesn't say that. Loshia mukba doesn't say whether it was something he could kill him with, but loshia loyim mukbo. El afilu tsinora katana, because when it comes to iron, even the smallest tiny piece, if you like, can yachola make him go veshta or mekatle, because it could someone pierce his windpipe, but you can sever something, a critical part of the person and kill them. A bullet, smallest a bullet, right? That type of thing can kill someone. What's the point of the Gemara? I'll just show you here. The commentator said, "Nishmamina the barzel hechmira katu." The pasuk is much more chamor when it comes to barzel than any other sounds like other material. Elavada hakamash mashein a barzel davar shelo ye bo kedei lamito. Because why? Barzel is always has the capacity to kill. That's the point. Dafilu machad, even a small needle or a mazle katan, a small fork. It sounds like yes bo kedei lamit. Sheim mekima neged aveshet. If you put it by the neck, v'noker bo hareu met mimeno, it's going to kill him. About even etz. But inan shiye bo kedei la'amid v'imlav patur. When it comes to throwing a stone or someone or a club, it has to be a lethal, if you like. Right? The assessment is if something could have killed him or not. Okay, said it.
But there are things. I mean, there are a lot of things that are made out of metal that can't pierce the skin.
Right, and I was thinking as well, you can get a stone and sharpen it super sharp and it can kill, right? But that's different, because I think the understanding is that when it comes to you're right, you're saying if you get like a big, I don't know, club of iron or something, it won't necessarily...
I'm thinking of like a butter knife, like, you know, it's not something that's dull.
Something that's dull. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but it seems to be the pasuk understood that the when it comes to the material of iron, nivra la'amit, it says. That's why you don't have the kli barzel to fashion the stones of the mizbeach. These things, it's the material is much more fatal than other materials. You don't even an assessment if it were killed. If someone attacked someone with a metal implement and killed them, they're chayav, right? However, it seems to be with other materials, well, it depends. Hayaba konamid, was it lethal or not? The assessment would be made, right? Whether this thing could have actually ended up killing him or some other.
So you could read it in a practical way or in a mystical way.
Are you saying in a mystical way?
Yeah,
Yeah.
mystical simply in the sense that the material itself is inadmissible. It can
All
never
right.
be innocent.
Okay, so you're saying the pshat is more that you're saying the pshat is more that it's like on a mystical level, perhaps.
I think you read it both ways equally.
Yeah, then the Gemara seems to look at it as more as being like it's looking more at a technical perspective. He says, "Could look at him, a small needle can put in someone's neck and it can kill them." You know what? Let me just—we've got a minute. I'll see what he says. The unique status vine applies only where it is used by its sharp point to pierce. If it was used as a club, it is subject to the same provisions of any other weapon, i.e., determination made by a court, as whether it is large enough to cause death. The opposite is also true. If one pierces someone's esophagus with a sharp stone, the side implant does not need to be assessed. So it sounds like we're not distinguishing. Yeah, fair. Nevertheless, since sharp instruments such as needles, forks are usually made from iron and not from stone, the Torah specifies a prerequisite of kedeshia mutba. Okay, when speaking of stone and wood, and not when speaking of iron. That's what the Shaarei Korban says. It's quite the Shaarei Korban. You know, I might even show you here. Let me look at the Shaarei Korban so I can see it inside. One second. Ah. Vanachon dibera katuv behoveh, shechen derech bnei adam lasot machat shipud vesakin bebarazel. It seems that Achon, it seems he's saying that the right, if you like, is that the Torah is speaking in general terms. Right, that these small sharp implements are made of barzel. Okay, vod barzel kasher. It's hard. The duck. It's fine. Min hadak, duck min hadak. V'efshar litol b'veshu. You can pierce someone with it. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If, in other words, the Torah is more speaking in general terms then. Right, the general terms. Implements made of iron are deadly, whereas stone and other things. Yes, no. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Good.
Okay. V'hushia back to the Gemara. V'hushia ba'emen kedei lamito. Again, it has to be that it had the capacity to kill the person, because otherwise we say that he may have struck him with this, but it seems to be some other thing may have been the cause, so it cannot direct the consequence of the murder. Okay. Beseder. So the Gemara says, kivnu keneged hasus. Let's say put him in front of a stampede of horses. Kivnu keneged achetz, or put in front of an arrow. Kivnu keneged aromach, or a spear that's being thrown. Kivnu keneged beretzina, put him in the cold. Ishkala et oto maim ra'im, you give him bad water. Hevira tikra, you remove the roof ma'alav. Water floods the guy. V'harakto, and kills him. Patachi, you pull away, you remove a dam. Ba'alav maim, shatfuhu, you'd all be chayiv in those situations. That's considered killing. Now, what's interesting, just show you this. This is the Korban Eder says, meaning you put him in front of horses that are already, if you like, stampeding or coming through. Or all these other cases. That's only if you're talking about the horses already, running. However, the arrow's already been shot. If, however, the horses are just in a stable calm, but you know as soon as I open the gates, these animals are going to come running through. Or the arrow wasn't shot, even though the guys are going to start doing target practice in that region. And it's not cold yet. And you place them there. It's so fun, it's going to eventually have that. The next situation, you'd be patur adam. Because it wasn't, you didn't put him in, if you like, immediate, direct kill range, if you like. The grammar who, and it's considered indirect. The ain't no masula bait, and therefore that type of thing, you bait in don't have the capacity to judge someone. However, little shamayim, he's going to have to settle accounts in shamayim, which is a harder place to sort it out. That's the name grammar. Okay.
And Groma, there's no onish. There's no onish for Groma.
That, well, there'll be a massive onus in Shemayim, but B'din Adam wouldn't have the
Look right
capacity.
here.
Here we can't. Our hands are tied. There are certain things we cannot judge a person for. Meaning, now, again, I think we mentioned this before. If someone is a menace to society in a way, he's using this in law, they didn't have the extra ways of dealing with individuals. But we're talking in standard legal practice, there's nothing we can do about it. Okay, let's continue.
This is very Lemaise, so to speak. I mean, in the larger world, it's very Lemaise.
People entrap people in grammar ways, you're saying a lot of the time, you're saying.
I'm saying the other. I mean, in New York, people stand away from the yellow line in the subway
Because they're
because
scared
there's
someone's going to push
people
them in.
pushing them in front of the train.
Oh, they're pushing them. No, that's different. The train's on its way.
That's
That's your
murder.
chayiv. You're directly
Yeah,
chayiv there.
right.
Right? We're talking you push them in front of the train and the train
There's
wasn't
no
even
train
moving yet.
yet.
Huh?
You push in front of the train, you push them onto the tracks, but there's no train yet. You would assume that the person could
Yeah,
come,
but.
could get out.
Oh, that's a
That would
different
be it.
situation. That's like you're talking about putting them into the water and they could get out. Etc. That's a different situation. But
Yeah.
can they get on? No, it's not so easy to get off of the up onto the platform from those places, is it?
Right. No, it's pretty deep.
Okay, that's it. Let's not try and dream of ways of killing people for the moment. Let's continue. My time with the Rabbi Huda. What's the reading Rabbi Huda? So why does Rabbi Huda understand you get a snake and put it in the person's hand, you're chayiv? Because he says the venom's there, so if you put on it, it's as if you're injecting the venom directly. However, Chachamim says, no, it's not like they're on the tips. The snake itself decides, if you like, to then inject the venom. So therefore, even though you may be, let's say, chayv for injuring him by piercing his skin with the holes, you wouldn't be chayv for mitah, right? Because Chachamim still hold that grammar. Okay, let's continue. This is now halacha gimel. Hamakeh chaverav. Someone strikes his friend ben be'even ben be'egrof v'amdu l'mita. So he strikes an individual with a stone, also he punches him, and it was assessed that he was going to die. They're killing, seems to be making a recovery. Then he goes really bad again. The man he dies, Rabbi Nechemiah says, you're patur. Why should Raglaim Ledavar? Now, what's a Raglaim Ledavar? We have to understand in a moment. Gemara says, Hamaket Chavero, Kene Maniti. Rabbi Nechemiah says, patur. And Chachamim say, Chayev, what should Raglaim Ledavar? Now, Raglaim Ledavar, we saw this expression in Masechta Sota, means there's enough of a, if you like, evidence or circumstantially or around it to say that that was the cause. Okay? So in other words, if the person recovers is punched really badly, hemorrhages, right? It starts recovering and you think he's about to get better and then declines. It's clearly got to do with the punch or the whatever it was, so therefore Yochai no, he's gone better. So this is not related. Okay? Well, it's not really not related. We'll get to the we'll see how the Yerushalmi here explains it. Gemara says, Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, so Rabbanan say, Amishnei Amudim, Rabim al Omed Echad. So what that means is, you've had effectively three assessments. The first assessment, this is a fatal blow. The second assessment is, oh, this looks like this guy's going to recover. The third assessment is, well, it didn't because he died, and it looks like it was related to the first wound. So therefore, you've got like three dayanim, if you like. You've got my majority of assessments, so therefore you're chayiv for killing him. And Menachemiah says, no. The initial assessment was going to die. The second assessment is recovering comes from mevatel the first assessment because the guy's getting better. So therefore, that's why now we say that it's okay. So I'll show you. Adif should be tell Rishon because it seemed to be he's recovering fine. It's nothing. Because the one before it is going to live. If he ends up getting bad after it, well, there's some other medical reason for it. And therefore, that's why Nechemiah says he's not chayef. That's the Beit Chachamim and Nechemiah. However, that seems to be misvara. What we'll see here is the continuation of Gemara seems to be related to not just svara, but actually psukim. As it says as follows. Okay, as it says, my time of the Nechemiah. Again, Mataima is psukim always, Rishami. So in Yakumi Telech Pachutz, Mishan Tovini Kamake. Says if he gets up and walks around, this is the psukim, okay? I'll just show you the psukim. The psukim says, if he was killed by a strike, the guy dies. Says, then it says, however, if he gets up and he gets better, then he just has to pay monetary compensation. Now it says what Rabbi Nechemiah is be assessing here. He says, וכי לדעת שיהיה זה המלך בשוק והלאה נהרג על ידיו? Why does the pasuk mean to tell us that if the guy gets out of bed or he recovers, that you don't kill the murderer? Obviously, you don't kill the murderer because he's alive. He wasn't a murderer. So therefore, ela filu met ba'amida rishona patur, meaning if, what it means is that if he gets up and walks around based on a system of is okay, even if he then ends up dying after that, well, that's what is patur. So in other words, im yakum v'italech b'chutz, if he gets up and walks around, al mishanto, then the makeh is fine, even if it then declines after. That's how he's understanding the psukim. As in other words, sesu number two is walking, therefore we're fine. However, my tamid rabbanu, what chachamim do? He says, v'lo yamut v'nafal l'mishkav. You know what? Actually, the whole shit of chachamim, do you know what we're going to do? We'll take it from next time, because it's, yeah, fine. But so we'll take it from next time, the whole shit of chachamim. We've understood the shit of Reb Nechemiah, but next time we'll go through the Shidduch HaChav.
Okay, very good. Take a look.
Take
Thank you.